a little more time with the culture warriors. As much to address, including tomorrow, the Supreme Court going to be ruling on Section 13 of the Canadian Human Rights Act when it comes to hate speech in a case specific to Saskatchewan. And a guy who, I guess, you know, Charles, you're mindful of this, where he was a pamphleteer, and it was anti-gay pamphleteering that's got him into trouble, and he ran afoul of the law as it exists right now. It may be overturned. It may be somehow tweaked, but the definition of hate is very much in question what constitutes that. But before we get to it, let's just continue on for a short while yet with Bill C-279. Third reading in Parliament tomorrow, whether it grants special, what do we, not accommodation, you said protections to people who have different gender expression or gender identities. Charles believes that's the wrong route to take, and Greta does believe it's a development for the better. What says Ramsey in Richmond Hill?
Hey, Johnny, missed you last week. Welcome back.
Thank you for that.
All right. So it's a great day for Now I'm Confused Radio. I don't agree with Greta at all. I mean, she was bringing up the point that it's a dangerous place anyways, these change rooms and washrooms. How is this going to make it any safer? How is this going to prevent anything from occurring? And, I mean, why are we always educating the majority about the feelings or the beliefs of the minorities when we should be educating the minority about how the majority lives? That's what I don't understand.
Okay, now I'm confused, because I think that we have, through the course of human history, we have always been educating ourselves about the minority, and trying to take that into our perspective. I mean, the majority is actually lives and understands things differently than the individual. So the individual is always juxtaposed with that. But for that majority to look at what an individual's perspective is, whether it be mental health, whether it be personality, whether it be physical attributes or challenges, I mean, why would we not want to come to understand a minority's perspective? I think that the big thing, it's important to recognize that this is not, as Charles calls it, the bathroom bill. This has far-ranging implications across the full spectrum of life.
It sure does.
To call it the bathroom bill is reducing it to one part of it that needs to be addressed. Of course we need to address that, and we need to figure it out. And but that doesn't mean that we don't put in the bill things to protect people around employment, around right to services, and
Let's delve into some of the implications and ramifications. Nikki Ward has joined us, a trans activist. Nikki, good to have you on the Oakley Show. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for the call.
All right. Tell me about this. Bill 279 tomorrow faces third reading in Parliament. Are you optimistic it'll pass?
Well, cautiously optimistic. I think, as the previous speaker was saying, I think she nailed it. This is absolutely nothing to do with where you go to the washroom, and everything to do with things, important things like housing and employment, social services, you know, basic human rights. This is to describe it in terms of a washroom is to well, frankly, to miss the point completely.
All right. It expands protections under the Human Rights Code, but it also criminalizes discrimination, which is Charles McVitie's bugaboo.
Yeah. He has and discrimination is not allowing people to use a certain space. We're talking about bathrooms and showers and change rooms, but also the classroom. And I agree that this has far-reaching ramifications because, yes, we're going to change the classroom. There's never been a study done on this. What impact does this have when you teach this to little kindergarten children? It is a social experiment that has never been done in the history of man, but we're going to put it into law and then see what happens to our children. This is nonsense.
All right, Nikki, your response.
Well, respectfully, this is indeed utter nonsense. This has nothing to do with the local curriculum on education, nothing to do with going into showers, and nothing to do with going to the washroom, and everything to do with basic human rights like employment, housing, education, which is really the heart of the bill. There is nothing in this bill that speaks to any of the things.
We already have that. We already have the Human Rights Act, and everything is covered here. This is something very, very specific. Gender identity. Are you a man, Nikki?
I beg your pardon. Just continue your idea, and we'll speak to the issues, not to my gender identity. Thank you very much.
Yeah, well, you know what? I don't want men in the shower with my daughter. And you know what? You can talk about You can talk about reason and all kinds of things, but biology says you're male or you're female. Now, if you believe you're something else, that's up to you. I live in a free country, but stay out of my daughter's bathroom.
Well, respectfully, I have children of my own, and I'm in complete agreement. I don't want anybody in the shower with my children. But that is not what this bill speaks to. This bill speaks to housing, employment, education, social services. As you well know, there's nothing in this bill that addresses any of the things you're describing. As a parent myself, I would be appalled if anybody in a, if anybody was in the shower with my child. But this is not what this bill is for. This bill
okay,
is,
then this call is, Jim Flaherty, call Chris Alexander, call Michael Chung, the GTA conservatives that voted for this on second reading, and ask them to change their vote and vote against it, because you don't want
I don't want to dwell on this too. Well, that's the narrow
attention totally away from what we're talking about.
So, Nikki, this is you're saying not about being, you know, placing people in a vulnerable position. Now, the other bugaboo that Mr. McVitie has here is that somehow there's going to lead to confusion along gender identity lines in the classroom for kids as young as kindergarten or grade one. That's your contention, Charles.
Absolutely. Right. It's in the curriculum already, and once you pass the law, it'll be nationwide in every classroom. It is a must, because we know that the law is the teacher, a basic principle of education.
All right, so as a trans activist, Nikki, what do you say in response?
Once again, I think Mr. McVitie is off the mark. I do a fair amount of training in the school systems. As in Toronto, we have a district school board which establishes the curriculum, so it's a municipal issue. From a funding standpoint, it's a provincial standpoint. This bill does not speak to any of those issues. It only speaks to the rights of the individual to adequate employment, adequate housing, basic human rights, and the existing law does not cover that. And this gender identity bill is meant to address those basic human rights. And so any most thoughtful person, including many thoughtful conservatives, are voting in favor of this bill with, I think, good reason. As Canadians, we believe, I think most Canadians believe in the equal treatment under the law, and gender identity is just an attempt to address that. All of this business about peeping Toms, and it's completely absurd and absolutely, frankly, despicable to lower the debate to this level. Most people, I think, can see the truth that this is just about simple human rights and nothing to do with this nonsense about bathrooms or...
Can you show me the paragraph where that is spoken about in this bill?
I'm sorry, could you say that again, please?
Show me the paragraph where employment is spoken about in the bill?
It's a federal bill to cover those areas of legislation that the federal government covers.
You can't, because it's not in there.
So what you're saying, it's too ill-defined. You want it more narrowly defined,
well,
Charles?
No. Gender identity, this is a graduate-level discussion. What is it? And we're going to put it into the Criminal Code of Canada so you can be thrown in prison for 2 years on something that is not even a commonly understood term? What is gender expression? These are very, very complex ideas. And you know what, Nikki, I feel for you. And if you experience any type of discrimination, then our laws will cover that. We don't need to write this into the Criminal Code of Canada.
Regretfully, sir, you're mistaken. There is not adequate protection at the federal level. And employment standards, for example, with the banks, transportation is all covered by federal law, and so this is extremely necessary and long overdue. And
thank you, Nikki, for taking that conversation into the schools and making sure that kids who are confused because they haven't been able to recognize themselves in the curriculum and who they are will be able to have more clarity in
and
the future.
Nikki, stay away from my daughter.
All right. Well, I appreciate Nikki joining us anyway. Nikki Ward is a trans activist weighing in on this. We'll leave it at that, because we'll get to the Supreme Court ruling. We'll see what that says on the matter of hate, where that's greatly ambiguous as well, and they're going to rule on that tomorrow in a case that involves a Saskatchewan pamphleteer, and maybe it's just too broad and involved that we could use up a little more time next week to delve into it.
Absolutely.
All right. I appreciate it very much. We'll see what happens in the Parliament tomorrow with the third reading of this bill, C-279. Charles McVitie is the president of the Canada Christian College, and Greta Vosper, the minister at the West Hill United Church. Thank you both.
Thank you.
And can I throw out that Rob Ford will be at Canada Christian College Saturday night at 7 o'clock. We're going to have a rally for the issue of place of worship zoning in the city of Toronto.
You know, Rob's popularity is already at risk, Charles. I don't know that that would be a good thing to tell people.
Well, he's batting 1,000 when it comes to legal hurdles, but still in all, duly noted, and that has to do with people, you know, who want to rent places for mosques, synagogues, or other such houses.
Everything. It's very, very important.
Should have to pay?
Yeah, absolutely.
Zoning requirements should not be give them a benefit
of the privilege. All right.
Well, we talked about that in the past. We'll have to see how that happens, or and we'll revisit somewhere down the road. But thank you both.